Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Welcome to another edition of Fail-Safe Moments. My name's Rob Statham. I'll be talking with you today again about human performance and the five principles of human performance. But this week I wanted to just kind of take them one at a time. So I'm just planning on talking about the first principle of human performance. Dr. Todd Conklin wrote a book, The Five Principles of Human Performance, and very good book. If you haven't read it, I highly suggest you do. Down to earth, easy read. It's right in my strike zone, things that I can easily understand and take and apply to where I'm at. But the five principles, just quickly, are: the first principle is error is normal. Human error is inevitable. The second, blame fixes nothing. The third is learning, right? You know, and or improving is vital. It's something we have to do. Fourth principle is context drives behavior. And the fifth is how we respond to failure matters. And I just want to zero in a little bit talking about the first principle of human performance, that human error is inevitable. It's a basic truth that recognizes all people, human beings, everyone, regardless of our background, our skills, our experience, make mistakes, right? I mean, we're human beings. We're not robots. We can't do things perfect. We can't even do the same thing over and over perfect. We can get better and better at something, but we'll never do things mistake-free. Where we do excel, obviously, as human beings, is we're also able to adapt, to recognize that things have changed, to take in different factors and layers of complexity and still get the job done. That's where the value of using a human being is off the charts, right? But with that, using those valuable human beings, we know that it's part of who we are as human beings that we'll make mistakes, right? People will forget things. They can become inattentive. They can misjudge situations. So certainly one thing to think about in light of people causing problems is the systems that we're working within, the constraints that we have. We certainly would like to design the processes that we use, the systems that we're in, that they consider, right, limitations of human beings, where there people would be able to make a mistake and fail safe, if you will. Certainly, it includes creating processes that allow for mistakes without severe consequence, right? That's certainly what we'd like. And also, people, when we fall short, we make a mistake, it is inevitable. Every time that happens, it's another learning opportunity. Honestly, when errors occur, they should be viewed as opportunities to learn and improve rather than an occasion for anything else, certainly not for punishment. We have to embrace that opportunity. That's the whole idea. When people make a mistake, we need to be able to embrace it. We use a process called latent cause analysis that helps people, everybody play by the same rules when something goes wrong, and also gives them a process to follow to look at a mistake, an error, a failure, if you will, and based off of evidence and truth rather than feelings and conjecture, learn from it, understand how it happened, why it happened, and what should be done about it moving forward. And one thing about people making mistakes and that we all have our limitations, it reminds me of one part of our training that we talk about is human beings, we're almost like, think of it like we're our understanding is contained within an eggshell. And this was taken from the Khalil Gibran. He wrote The Prophet, and he talked about our understanding is encased in an eggshell. And pain happens when that eggshell breaks, when something happens that's outside of our understanding. I.e., that is when we need to learn something, because I wake up every day and I don't think, my gosh, I need to learn something new today. I feel pretty good about myself every day I wake up, but inevitably, as I'll go throughout my life, I run into things that I didn't know, things, mistakes I make, opportunities where I have to learn, and I do learn new things. I'm always striving. I'm voracious, learner. I'm passionate about embracing the opportunity to learn when things go wrong. I think that's the most valuable thing we have going for us. Is when something goes wrong, that we learn about it. Not that we shame people or point fingers, but we actually take a real, I said it twice, they'll say it again, a real, honest look at ourselves, each one of us, and we learn what we can learn from that event. Each of us do play a part. And when I think about people make mistakes, and as you're investigating something, and if it's a high consequence event, you're often using subject matter experts. You may be listening, and you're probably a subject matter expert in one field or another, whatever you're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a fantastic thing. But no one knows everything about anything. Even experts have things to learn. And oftentimes, I've watched this happen over and over. When something happens and we gather evidence and we bring the right people in the room. The people that were involved, either subject matter experts that are involved, and as we look at evidence, it tends to even give the subject matter experts opportunities to learn. It's painful, but because it's outside of our understanding, so that eggshell breaks, if you will. And to me, honestly, the pain of that learning process, I think is directly proportional to the amount of wisdom that we walk in. And wisdom might not be the right word. It's probably humility would be closer to the right word. Because if you're walking around with a big ego and think you know everything and evidence, and you're in a process in front of people, and you realize that you don't know everything, yeah, there's lots of things that hurt, lots of emotions that come out. If you're humble and you know that you have something to learn, it's not really a super painful process. You can embrace the learning and move on. And this happens in stakeholder meetings. It is a given. The first principle of human performance that people cause problems, that's a given. We know that something went wrong and we're going to find that people cause problems, but we want to go beyond that. We certainly want to embrace it as a learning opportunity and see how can we improve moving forward? How can we grow from this? That's the whole idea. when you're looking at an incident, you want to make sure that you're not just trying to look for perfect people, but you're trying to look for people that are in a position to learn and they embrace the opportunity. I think the worst thing you can have within an organization or a group, honestly, are people that they dismiss opportunities to learn. They think they're fine and they fall in a rut eventually, and it's the same old, same old. We call that the merry-go-round. You just go round and round, and nothing really changes. You keep playing whack-a-mole, trying to chase problems. You don't understand it, and it's because of the way we are that we're not embracing things and learning. So certainly know that the first principle of human performance, that people cause problems, is true. And we're all people. It's our nature. We're going to make mistakes, but those are opportunities for us to learn and grow and improve. And the whole idea is that we improve together as a group. That's where you'll have true synergies. I know some people, you mentioned the word synergy, and they have a tendency to run because it's been used in the past, just meaning that they're going to give people more work, and some people aren't going to be around. But true synergy is when you're able to leverage each other's talents, that you get more done than you could ever do by yourself. And that's the idea. That's exactly where you want to go. I hope you're using something in your organization, a process that when things go wrong, you're actually learning from them, coming out of them better off than you were before, and not just going through the motions, trying to understand what happened and never really learning anything and moving on. And then lo and behold, something similar happens in the future and you do it all over again. So, love to hear your comments. Feel free to reach out. Until next week, and you guys stay safe. Next week, we're going to talk about the second principle of human performance, and that is blame fixes nothing. And that is a fact.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.